And so we're going to talk about faith, at least for a little bit. And faith is one of those tricky things because it has so many potential definitions, and some of them collide with each other, some of them make no sense, all the way from Mark Twain saying that faith is believing what you know isn't true, which is nonsense, to faith is believing that something will work out somehow, somewhere, some when, for someone. And I don't think that's terribly helpful either. Scripture says that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. That's this translation's version of Hebrews 11:1. And so faith is based on something. It's not just a nothing. It doesn't come from nowhere and doesn't go nowhere. Frederick Buechner put it this way. He said, faith is the word that describes the direction our feet start moving when we find that we are loved. Faith is stepping out into the unknown with nothing to guide us but a hand just beyond our grasp. And I like that. Because I like that notion of that faith is what happens, is one of our responses to when we are loved. And I've been thinking about that ever since or at least off and on, ever since I first encountered it. Frederick Buechner, the late Frederick Buechner, was a novelist and a teacher and a bunch of other things, as well as a minister, and had a turn of phrase that sort of sticks with one, or at least sticks with me. And so that whole idea of faith is what gets me moving, but not just moving randomly, but moving in a direction towards where I am loved. And I think one of the things that we often lose sight of, or at least I often lose sight of or have in the past and sometimes do even now, is that I understand that faith, of course, is that understanding that God is there. And I look at Abram, and instead of seeing Abram responding to God's love for Abram and for Sarah, what I see, if I'm not careful, is Abram gritting his teeth and saying, okay, I'll stick it out for another year. Another year, another year, another year. Because Abram heard this promise more than once. And by the time it was finally completed, as the author of Hebrews mentions, and I think Paul does too, that Abram was as good as dead. You know, that's just what we all want to hear, isn't it? Well, you know, what we want to hear is you're looking good for your age, not, oh, you're as good as dead. And so when I think that's part of what turned it for me into the sense that there's Abram just determinedly believing, having faith almost in spite of himself. And I don't think that's the case. If nothing else, I don't think that can keep you going for as long as that. There are some people who seem to be able to keep going for almost endless lengths of time because of a feud or something like that, but most people I know just can't keep grudges that long, just can't keep being angry that long. But most of us, I've seen, can love almost forever. And so when I think of it that way, when I reshape some of these thoughts that I've had about Abram, I think part of it comes back to that idea of, in the Old Testament, when angels or God appears, people fall down and all of those things. The interactions that God has with Abram don't seem to be quite that way. And it seems more like a conversation. It seems more like a friend, or a wiser, older person talking to a younger person, as good as dead as he might have been, certainly younger in this case. And when I think of it that way, and when I reshape my thinking, because this is what I've applied to the Bible, not what it said to me, I see something different. And I see Abram listening to the voice of someone who loves him and has been with him in ways that we don't maybe know about, because there's huge gaps in the story of Abram in Genesis. We just see the very highlights. But we see the highlights pick up that God has moved Abram forward. that good things have been happening nonetheless. And so when Abram is told by God that, come outside, let's look at the stars together. And I can just imagine what the stars must have looked like then when there's no light pollution anywhere to speak of. And God says, look up and look at all those stars. Your descendants one day will be more than that. Will be more than the sand by the sea, more than the sand on the beach, more than you can imagine. And not from a sense of, and don't you forget it. It's more, remember how I've told you this before? It will happen, I promise. And so Abram moved forward, not gritting his teeth the whole while, but moving forwards, to use Buechner's words, toward the direction of love. Yes, he was stepping into the unknown. And no, Abram didn't have a guide the same way we would like a guide. We all want one of those. I think I've said before that I used to say what I wanted was, everybody has your own Bible, and you open it up in the morning, and it tells you what you're going to do for the rest of the day. It's like a day timer, only it's exactly in the future. And I heard a minister once say that people say that to God, and they say, this is what I want, God. I want you to tell me exactly what you want me to do. And Jesus appears and sits on the end of your bed and says, well, once upon a time, and tells you a story. And it's from these stories that we get a sense of who God is. And it's from our understanding of who God is and our relationship with God that we then make our decisions, not because we're automatons, not because we've been told exactly what to do every second. Comforting as that might be momentarily, I think it would be really tedious after a short period of time. And so sometimes it's hard to have faith. Sometimes that hand seems more than just beyond our grasp. Sometimes it seems there's no hand there at all. And that's when we come back to the places where we have understood, experienced, or seen faith in others. And that's one of the reasons why we get together. It's not just so we can be in one place so it's convenient, although that's part of it, I suppose. It's that when we're in a personal place where it's hard for us to see God, where it's hard for us to have faith, we can look around and we can see people and be reminded of the faith that they've had, that they've told us about. Or we can be reminded that, oh yes, they've helped me in the past. I bet they could help me today. Because we're not following God on our own. The exercise of faith, yes, is something that each of us does, but it's best done in community. And that's why you can have statements like, after we lost our first daughter, it was a worst time of my life. Let's just call it what it was. And it was Presbyterian people who said, I understand how hard this is right now, and I can understand if you don't even believe in God. And that's okay. I'll believe for you. I will have faith for you. And it doesn't mean that their faith somehow falls into me, but knowing that other people had that faith reminded me that I had had it in the past, and it did come back. It took a while. That's what it means to be human. Sometimes being human means going through things that shake our faith in God, and that's okay. God's never bothered by that. You look through all of Scripture, and you see people yelling at God and telling God he doesn't know what he's doing, and they're not struck dead. They're not yelled at. They're not told to be quiet. No. When we think of this whole idea of faith, this notion of that hand just beyond our grasp, the other image that you sometimes get is when we walk in faith, we walk in the light we have. And there's always enough light for the next step. But sometimes there isn't light for even the one after that until we step into it and then it moves with us. Sometimes we can see great vistas and some people are given that gift and some of them it's a prophetic gift and they give it to us too. But sometimes we just walk along knowing that we are being led not by some malign force, not by some random bit of chance, but by a God who loves us. And when we think about it, and we think back to the times that we've seen that love that God has demonstrated for us through other people, through God interacting with us one-on-one, and all of those things, that's part of what goes into faith. It's easier to have faith when you've trusted God for a while and seen that God does what God says will happen. When God said, "I'll never leave you or forsake you," God didn't leave when I couldn't really believe in God after Elizabeth died. God was right there, waiting for me to come back to who I was in God. We've never been left alone. We never will be left alone. The fact that we don't always know everything we want to know is, well, appears to be part of the human condition. No one has ever known everything they wanted to know, I don't think. But what we have been given in books of the Bible, in Hebrews in particular, but all through the Bible, we've been given the example of the faith of others. And church history is filled with the example of people who stepped out in faith. Our own experience almost certainly has times when we thought, "I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't like what's happening now, but I'm going to keep going." And as we've moved through that, we've realized that we still have a God who loves us. When we talk about faith, we never come to firm conclusions because it's not a firm conclusion kind of subject. But I'm grateful that the lectionary brings us back to Hebrews 11, to other places now and then, to remind us that we have faith in a God who is faithful. And that even in those times that we're not sure what's going to happen next, we don't know, we don't have to know, because we are moving in the direction towards love. A God who loves us, who always has and who always will, who gives us what it is that we need, sometimes not when we want it, but when we need it, and gives us the wherewithal to believe in those things, to have faith in that God, even when it's difficult and when it's too hard for us, has surrounded us with people who will have faith on our behalf. So talking faith is just one of those things that we do. And we talk about it in different ways, and now and again we talk about it specifically like this. And so my prayer for all of us is that we will understand the reality of faith even as we don't understand it, and that we will move together, walking together as a community of faith, in faith, in the direction towards the love of the God who loves us. Amen.